50%, according to official data, he says it's actually 60% of adults are now diabetic or pre-diabetic. And you know, 42% of children are obese, 75% of them are overweight, half of adults are obese, and you know, Americans didn't suddenly get lazy. We're being mass poisoned. And we're being mass poisoned by a food industry that is highly subsidized and that owns Congress. We're the only country in the world that allows public funding for food to go to soft drinks. Oh, it's 10% of food stamps are going to sugar water that is designed to make you diabetic. You know, and it's $10 billion a year that we're spending to make our kids diabetic. And you know, this is happening across the spectrum. It's not just diabetes. When my uncle was president, 6% of Americans had chronic disease. And by chronic disease, I mean the whole universe that encompasses obesity, autoimmune diseases like juvenile diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, and then all of these exotic diseases that, you know, I never heard of as a kid. Crohn's disease, lupus, you guys know there's 175 of them. It's because your body has turned, you know, your metabolic process is ruined, your mitochondria are ruined, and your body's immune system turns against its own organs. And that is autoimmune disease, but each one of those autoimmune diseases, you know, has a different name depending on what organ it attacks. And what part of your body it now regards as a foreign invader. And I represent, you know, people who've been injured by medical products and whose lives are ruined. And that's particularly tragic when it's the vaccines that are doing it, because these were healthy kids. These were not sick kids giving a medicine that has a risk to make them better. There are people who had zero risk, zero. And now they're sick for life, and they're dependent now on new medicines, you know, on these medicines that are coming out. And how are those medicines developed? They're developed, most of them are developed by NIH, which collects royalties on them, and then spun off to the pharmaceutical industry. And then they are, you know, and they're developed for chronic, to treat the chronic disease that they're causing. Oh, we now spend $4.3 trillion on healthcare, and under 93% of the Medicare bills are going to treat chronic disease. These are just, these are gravy trains for pharma.